first comedian tonight. He's a Capricorn. He loves walks on the water, the smell of dead fish and seagulls. Yep.
Oh, you're reading the wrong one.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Mike Dugan. Put your hands together for Mike Dugan.
Dugan.
Thank you, folks. I feel like I'm in a speakeasy somewhere. You know, we all snuck in. How many people are drinking tonight? Yeah, that's my kind of crowd. It's Friday night. We're throwing a few back, huh? Yeah. They got a drink special out there tonight. And I know the drinks are on the house, and I'm kind of fussy about what I drink. But they got a local favorite here, folks, and I'm on my third one. You might want to try it. It's spring water from Niagara Falls Love Canal.
It looks like a urine test.
It could be a urine test. I normally go for the Hickory Woods Light. So that's what I'm drinking tonight, so you might want to go back and have some libations and get into this thing, because the more you drink, the funnier we sound. So, you might want to try that. So it's good to see a lot of people here tonight, a lot of good-looking folks here tonight. I'm sure Kiss 98 selectively picked you out, because I'm having a hard time finding anybody that's not real good-looking. Good-looking crowd, good-looking crowd. And folks, I'm no bouquet of roses, okay? But one in three Buffalonians is homely. It's a statistic. Check it out, look to your right. Look to your left. Those two people look pretty good. You're a statistic. Yeah. But I love Buffalo. It's a great town. But once upon a time, I was recruited and I was accepted at ECC. Thank you. I'm pretty proud of that, too. And I would have went there, but I lost the friggin' coupon. And I found out that you start using books and stuff, and I just wanted to play ball, you know. But a lot of good schools in the area. I went to an Irish Catholic grammar school here. I went to Our Lady of the Hard Day's Night. It was based on the writings of John Paul, George, and Ringo. Yeah. We had the Sisters of Mercy, that's an order of nuns here in Buffalo, and we had most of them as teachers in the 60s when I was growing up. And I'll tell you, most of these nuns were way too old to be teaching grammar school. I mean, I remember my homeroom teacher, Sister Mary Van Diesel. Yeah. She was way too old to be teaching third grade, you know? She was so old, she had an autographed picture of Christ next to the alphabet. It was a nice picture of Christ, too. He needed a shave, he had a headband on, you know? It was autographed. But I'm the youngest of seven from an Irish Catholic family. I'm an atheist now. I swear to God. But a nice cross-section of people in Buffalo. How many Italians are here tonight? Huh? How many paisans? See what I mean? The first time I ever did comedy was up in Niagara Falls, New York, and it was a place called Magandino's. And I swear it was a mob joint. Because I walked in and I asked the guy at the door, I says, do you have a cover? He says, we usually just duck behind the bar. How you doing? But a nice cross-section of people. That's what's great about here. I mean, you go down south and you're either from the south or you're a northerner. Up here, you know, people are proud of their nationality. We all like to kid. We all can take a joke. That's what's great about Buffalo. We take a lot of jokes, you know. And I'll tell you a little story, it's a true story. A friend of mine from New York City came in to Buffalo, and there was five guys sitting at a table, and they were all sharing a pitcher of beer. And I mean, these guys were huge. They were like 6'2", and they were on that Tim Hortons beef on wick barbecue chicken wing draft beer diet. They were big guys. And this jerk walks up to me and says, hey, you guys want to hear a great Buffalo joke? And the one guy stands up and he says, I'm from North Buffalo. My name is Tony Spano. That's Hector Rodriguez from the West Side. That's Jimmy Slominski and Lamont Johnson from the East Side. And that's Mickey Callahan from South Buffalo. You still want to tell that Buffalo joke? And my buddy says, well, I don't want to explain it five times.
How's my laugh?
But I was very good, sir. You're a very jolly man. But anybody been to Blaisdell? You know what a divorce and a tornado have in common in Blaisdell? Either way, someone's losing a mobile home. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, a little bit disappointed in the crowd tonight. I told you how good you look, and you do. I'm not lying about that, but we were supposed to have a couple of VIPs, some local VIPs were invited tonight. Maybe they're going to come to the later show. I don't know. Mayo Masiello was supposed to be here tonight. Unfortunately, he had a fire at his house, and he called. Unfortunately, he had a fire at his house. Yeah. Hey, that's serious. No, he did. The mayor called here about a half hour ago. He explained he couldn't make it. He had a small fire at his house. It started, it's not to be concerned. It started in the library. Both his books were burned. And the mayor's a little ticked off. He just got done coloring the one. Regionalism. And the former mayor of Buffalo was also invited. He just won a council seat in the south part of Buffalo. Jimmy Griffin was supposed to be here tonight. I'm a little ticked off at the former mayor, now councilman of South Buffalo, my neck of the woods. But he called me personally on my cell phone and said, Mike, you know, it's nickel beer night in South Buffalo, and I never miss it. I said, Jim, you're forgiven, buddy. You're forgiven. So we got a lot of things to be proud of here in Buffalo, folks. I was in downtown today. I was amazed. I looked at the building. It's beautiful. All 38 floors of that sucker, too. It's probably got an elevator and everything. Yeah, Buffalo's a great town. It's just not done yet, you know? Yeah. But I like to do little things around here. There's a lot of stuff to do around here, unbeknown to a lot of people that don't know Buffalo in Western New York. But there are a lot of things to do. I like to do things to cheer myself up. Like one of them, I like to go out to Buffalo International Airport, and I wait for people getting off planes. And I always spot a foreign family, and I run up to them, and I tell them, I'm their travel guide. And I take them to Raymore and Flanagan and tell them they can live there. So much, everything's brand new, Panasonic, RCA. Relax, man, you're in America. Then I take off. Another thing I like to do at the airport, I bought a pilot's uniform at a garage sale for $20. It's got the patent leather shoes, the brand new patent leather hat, the hash marks on the sleeve. It's still got the wings on the lapel. I like to go out to Buffalo International Airport, empty bottle of Jack Daniels, fill it about halfway up with iced tea, and just ride the escalator. My name is Mike Dugan. Good night. God bless. Thank you.
One more time for Mike Dugan.